1045, The Zone.
The Black and Gold Zone.
Exclusive coverage of Vanderbilt sports.
The Zone.
Turns upfield and it's wide open. Touchdown, Commodore.
Live from the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, the Martin and Surfoss Insurance Agency presents the Coach Johnson Call-In Show.
5, end zone!
Touchdown!
Oh, my goodness!
The presenting sponsor of the Coach Johnson Call-In Show is the Martin and Surfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance.
Intercepted! It is intercepted! Myron Lewis!
Tonight's show is also brought to you by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, recipient of the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fishers, the bologna-making people. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. And by Delta Airlines. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt football. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
And a very pleasant good evening to you from the Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. Glad to have you with us as we talk Commodore football for the next hour. Hard to believe it's November and it's shorts and t-shirt weather. It's unbelievable here in Nashville this way, all the way across the South, as a matter of fact. The home finale coming up as the Commodores will host the Kentucky Wildcats on Saturday, and it's an early start, 11:20 kickoff on Saturday morning, so we'll be on the air at 10 o'clock with the Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill tailgate show. And a reminder, if you can be in the stands a little early, we're going to honor a couple of dozen seniors before the game, and that'll be right at about 11 o'clock, maybe a couple of minutes before 11, so make your plans to be in the stands early to honor these seniors who will be finishing up their home portion of their careers at Vanderbilt. Another announcement as far as the Tennessee game time in Knoxville. Next Saturday is 6 o'clock Central time. So we'll be kicking it off at 6 o'clock Central in Neyland Stadium in the season finale against the Tennessee Vols. 737-1045, the number in the Nashville calling area, toll-free 1-866-492-ZONE for your questions for Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. Vanderbilt went down to the Swamp in Gainesville on Saturday and gave the Gators a pretty good fight, I thought. 27-3 was the final score, but I believe Tim Tebow knows that Vanderbilt has a defense. He saw them early and often and got hit quite a bit, sacked four times in that game. And you know, we're past the moral victory thing and all that, but I think your defense especially played very well.
They played extremely well, and I think our defensive coaches did a great job of getting a game plan that was simple, but it was confident enough that it could take care of everything that they would give us. And we were able to do that by, you know, giving some pressure and then having an opportunity to change the pressure to different sides. And they did a fantastic job of executing that plan. And we kept them off balance a little bit and got some sacks and, you know, played a pretty good game on defense.
You know, that's one of those games, and you, a couple of plays you'd like to have back. Obviously, the interception that gave him the short field, and you know, Brett going down to one knee to take the snap that gave him the short field. You can't give a team like that kind of break.
Not Florida, no. You can't. not down in Gainesville. You know, it's too much to overcome. And, you know, we're working against the, I think, number one defense in scoring and number two overall defense, and they're pretty good on defense, and they play hard, and you know, they're athletic enough to play your man to man, so that means you got to block an extra guy in the box, and it was just tough sledding. But you know, we came out early in the game, I think had a 9 or 10 play drive, right,
three first downs right off the bat,
and got it down to about 40 and stalled a little bit, but just goes to show you, if you know, if we execute, you know, we're going to have a chance to move the football, and I think our offense is getting better.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Don't waste hours, days, even weeks calling insurance company after company searching for the best price and fit for you. You work hard enough as it is. Let the independent agent Martin and Zerfoss, proud carrier of auto owners insurance, do the work for you. We'll take a break, come back. Your questions for Coach Bobby Johnson right after this.
Running a business is a full-time job, and so is protecting it. Auto Owners Insurance protects thousands of businesses just like yours. At Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, they'll assess your needs and eliminate your insurance problems so you can devote more time to what you do best, managing your business. Call Martin and Zerfoss Insurance at 615-297-8500 for no-problem business protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, for all of your business insurance needs.
Fisher, baloney making people makes it fun for your tummy.
It's grill out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people, bacon making, smile making, bologna making people.
That's so funny.
Thanks.
Maybe you should give me your number, you know, and we could get together sometime.
Oh, yeah, sure. You ready?
Yeah, what's your number?
24.
24, okay.
24.
24, 24, huh?
24.
24, 24, 2, 4.
Yeah, it's 24.
Wait, that's 8 digits. A fake number?
No.
Really?
Well, ow.
Creep.
Using your lucky number here won't impress the ladies.
Hold on! 24!
But playing it could. Use your lucky number in the Tennessee Lottery and make a true impression with 4 new ways to win all 4 weeks of November. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
This week at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, buy $5 and pick 5 in a single transaction and get one free Cash 4 Quick Pick play, good for the next drawing.
Boss won't let you bring a radio to work? Listen online. The Zone streams 24-7 at 1045thezone.com.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Vanderbilt in Kentucky, Saturday at the Vanderbilt Stadium. It's an 11:20 Central Time kickoff. We're on the air at 10 o'clock with the tailgate show, so it's breakfast with the Commodores over at Vanderbilt Stadium. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Let's get to the telephones. Scott in Lebanon, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Coach. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Scott.
Good,
Scott.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. I'm doing great. I'm going to try to set the tone for this call-in show right off the bat. If you're trying to call in and ask my coach about another game, don't. We don't care about no other game. We care nothing but black and gold, period, okay? Second of all, I'm so proud of you and this staff and this. And I had to step back and take a look at this situation a few weeks and just really, if people understood what you're going through and this team's going through, they'd be more proud than I am of this team. It's amazing the effort and just the concentration that I see on that field. I mean, that fourth down and one, a lot of teams would have gave that up and caved in, and we wouldn't give it to them for nothing. That made me more proud than anything we've done all year long, and that's a testimony to you, the players, and this whole staff, and I'm proud of every one of you. Keep it up and keep going. You know, we've got a game coming up this Saturday, and we've got a lot of and just important seniors on this team that we need to remember and support and say thank you for putting Vanderbilt football back on the map. They're just as part of it as that senior bunch of last year. And, Coach, I really wish you the best, and I hope we go out there and skin some cats. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that very much. I'm glad you noticed the fourth down stop.
I tell you what, that was as much reaction as I've seen in a long, long
exactly.
time.
Exactly. And, you know, they had 27 points, and they were going for some more, and our guys, you know, didn't want it to happen. And, you know, they played tough right down there near the goal line, and they went for it on fourth down. Our guys stopped them. I thought we were going to have about 13 out there, you know, because a lot of them wanted to go out there and try to stop them. So I was proud of them for doing that. And, you know, Scott brings up, you know, some good points, and, you know, we do have the seniors coming to the end of their reign here at Vanderbilt. And, you know, they're disappointed. Their senior year has turned out this way, but they have not quit. And they've given some great leadership especially this last week. You know, they took charge in practice last week, and you know, if we had just mailed that one in, you know, Florida could have beaten us by a whole bunch.
Oh,
but
yeah.
our guys fought hard.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. I wonder, the situation you're in as a coach in a season like this, is there a point where you start to think about, okay, I've got seniors, but I've got guys who are coming back, you know, for a couple of years, and I need to get those guys some game experience. How do you do that? How do you deal with that? That's a tough balance, isn't
well,
it?
Well, the only thing I have in mind is the team right now, the team we have right here at this second. And we're going to try everything we can do to win the games we're playing. And, you know, we're not looking for next year. We're not looking for the year after that. You know, that's what, you know, spring practice is for, and that's, you know, we're going to try to win this game that we're playing against Kentucky this week, and whoever we got to put in the game, we're going to put them in there.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. As the Commodores get set to take on Kentucky on Saturday, you had to make a couple of moves, or you made a couple of moves. One defensively that was, I thought, very solid was, you know, Brent Trice was a safety. He became a linebacker. And in this game Saturday, he sort of went back to the safety spot. John Stokes went back into that linebacker spot. Just talk about that thought process and how that's worked out.
Well, you know, Brent is a very, you know, versatile player. He's tough. He's very good against the run. And, you know, Florida run it down your throat if you allow them to do it. You know, they would rather run the football than throw it. And the quarterback runs it. They got great running backs. And, you know, they'll hand it off to wide receivers. You know, we felt like we had to really be sound against the run, and Brent gives us, you know, a little bit more in the secondary there. And, you know, a lot of times, and with their personnel groupings, you're going to have a nickel back in the game. So, you know, Eddie Foster was in there for that. And so we thought it fit, you know, very well for Brent to be in there, and, you know, it paid off. He made some good plays and made some good tackles.
Held Florida to its second lowest offensive total of the season, as a matter of fact, under its average in yards and in points as well there in the game on Saturday. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Bill and Gallatin, stay on the line. You are next when we come back right after this.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
When a player goes down, a smart coach makes sure there's a solid backup to step in. It's called an insurance policy. Smart business owners follow the same philosophy, and they work just as hard to choose the right backup plan as any coach does. Somme Insurance Group protects some of the fastest growing and most vibrant companies around. Let them match your business with the coverage that's right for your needs. To find out more, log on to SommeInsurance.com.
Hey, Vandy fans, head on over to Jersey Mike's Subs for our great $5.99 meal deal. Any mini Mike, chips, and drink for just $5.99 all day, every day. Jersey Mike's Subs are sliced fresh to order right in front of you and piled high with the freshest ingredients. One taste and you'll be hooked. There are 21 locations throughout the Nashville area. For the one nearest you, visit JerseyMikes.com. Voted best sub by Nashville Scene.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
Sir, are you sure your party is coming?
They'll be here, I think.
When meeting for dinner in Brazil, it's customary to arrive late.
Oh, thanks. Wow, this is delicious.
In Japan, it's customary to try everything and acceptable to ask what it is, even if you don't like it.
That wasn't chicken, was it?
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Japan and Brazil. For the most destinations worldwide, visit Delta.com.
Catch the other side of sports with Hope Hines. Weekday mornings at 5:58, presented by Beeman Automotive. From the Sports Station, 104.5, The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Great to have you with us from the Commodore Grill at the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. Yogi always does a great job, takes great care of us here at the Commodore Grill. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers received the 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Get the best possible collision repair at Bradshaw's, where ethics and honesty are recognized standards. Four locations and at BradshawCollisionRepair.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. 737-1045, 1-866. 492 zone. Let's go to Gallatin. Bill, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Thank you so much. I want to just tell a true story about the impact Coach Johnson's had on people like me. I grew up a rabid UT fan, and I still am. I'm not going to lie to you. But if you remember in the old days, people hated, they either loved one and hated the other one and all that sort of crud. And I started cracking under Coach McIntyre. He was a wonderful man, and then you had one or two coaches there that sort of stirred the hate up again. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You are tops in my league, and I root for you every single Saturday. I don't care who you play, with the exception of that one game. That's just in me the way I grew up. And I tell you what, you are the best at what you do. I wish that when things were bad up on the hill, I was saying, let's get Bobby Johnson. You're a great man, and if I had a son playing athletics, I'd sure want to play for you.
Wow. Well,
Bill, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I always think that's the best compliment when somebody says something like that.
Yeah. And,
I want my son to play for you.
Well, that is, because that's what it's all about. The young guys come in here, and just like we're talking about these seniors going out, it's great to see them mature and get better as football players, get better as people, get better as students. So that is a compliment when somebody would want to send their son to Vanderbilt, especially a UT fan.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. 737-1045 and 1-866-492 zone. Speaking of students, I want to mention a couple of them. Patrick Benoit and John Stokes have both been named District Academic All-Americans for the second year.
That's a great honor.
Yep, it really is. That's not easy to accomplish.
It's not. And, you know, just those guys, the work they put in and to get prepared as a student every day at Vanderbilt and then come out and work as a football player in the SEC just tells you their determination and their dedication to both venues. And, you know, those two were tops. And, you know, you talk about wanting your sons. Those be the kind of guys I'd want to adopt, you know, right there. You know, so they're pretty special.
Well, at the end of the first half, Tim Tebow wished you would adopt Patrick and get him off the field because he kind of blew things up there in a couple of plays in a row. That was pretty special.
He did, and he was part of that pressure package. And Patrick's very good at you know, rushing the passer. He's deceptive in his moves, and most backs who are blocking don't expect linebackers to have defensive end type moves, but he works at it. He tries to get better at that every week, and it paid off. He got some good pass rush.
737-1045, the number of the Nashville calling area, toll free 1-866-492 zone for your questions for Coach Bobby Johnson. Vanderbilt in Kentucky, 11:20 Central Time on Saturday, and again mentioned the Tennessee game the following week is a 6 o'clock. Central time start from Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. You were forced with Larry Smith's injury. You bring Mac in to be the starting quarterback. At least he got a full week, you know, to prepare. It wasn't like it happened on a Thursday and he had to go in that situation. Kind of talk about how you think he did in that situation.
I think he did very well in that situation. Even though he had a week, you know, it's not like you were the starter the whole year, which he wasn't, of course. But, you know, Mac knows the offense. He's, you know, a fifth-year guy. He's been under pressure before, and we expect him to go in there and do well. And that first drive was a great indication of what kind of player he is. He's calm, and, you know, he took us, you know, I think a 9 or a 10 play, might have been 11 play drive there. And then, it's tough defense we were playing, and we asked him to do some tough things, and they got some pressure on him, started hitting him a little bit, and the interception was just a guy almost sort of just walked into that one.
Yeah.
He wasn't even supposed to be there. So, you can't count on those guys doing what they're supposed to do all the time. So, but Mac is a good player and works hard, and, I'm sure he's looking forward to finishing out these last two games.
Talk about the playing in that atmosphere, 90,000, night game, in the swamp. And I thought it was very apparent to me, and that first drive sort of set the tone for it. I think one of the big accomplishments was you kind of took the crowd out of the game. They wanted to be in it, but you really didn't let them get into it the whole night.
Right. It was, 3-0 in the first quarter, mm-hmm. and, they weren't feeling great about it. And, that's what you need to do in those kind of situations. You need to put doubt in the other team, the other team's fans. And, but we couldn't follow it up enough on offense to make them squirm a little bit more. And that's when those upsets happen, when the other team gets tight and they say, hey, what's going on here? How come we aren't just rolling through these guys? And that's when you can get it. But we couldn't put enough pressure on.
Well, you got it 13-3 in the third quarter. That was, if you score again, that's when it's going to get interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you're right. And if we could have done that, it would have been a whole different ballgame.
Well, one of the guys who's pretty good at that is Warren Norman. And Warren is the Southeastern Conference record holder now for single-season kickoff return yardage. That's pretty special to do as a freshman. And he might not be done with the record setting this year. He's got an opportunity to pass Quan A. Doster as Vanderbilt's all-time leading freshman rusher. He also has an opportunity, if things go according to plan, to break the record for the SEC single-season all-purpose yardage mark, which is held by a guy named Herschel Walker.
Who?
Yeah, he goes back a ways before you were here. He was pretty good. As Larry Munson said, "Oh my God, a freshman!"
He was
an incredible player. But Warren has just done amazing things, and you've said it before. As good as he is, I don't think anybody could have anticipated this kind of year for him.
No, he had a great high school career, and we could tell he was a fantastic player coming out of high school, but you just don't predict those kind of things, and you don't expect it. And, Warren just does his job, put him back there, kick returner, and he just, doesn't worry about the blocking. If it works one time, fine. If it doesn't, he blasts through there and tries to get as much as he can and gets ready for the next one. So he's just the kind of guy you like to have in your backfield and also back there returning kicks, because he's going to give everything he's got.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. If you're tired of not getting a call back from your current insurance agent, contact the folks at Martin and Zerfoss Insurance. They pride themselves on the service you should expect from a local independent agent. For the best in home, auto, and business insurance, visit Martin and Zerfoss Insurance, proud carrier of Auto Owners Insurance. John Boy, stay on the line. You're next when we come back right after this.
Proudly serving America's most passionate fans.
You're in the zone.
WGFX-FM, Gallatin, Nashville.
104.5, The Zone.
Buying insurance is fun and easy. Finding the right company, deciding the right coverage, getting the best price, selecting the amount of coverage you need. Fun. Easy. It can be overwhelming, and that's why Martin and Zerfoss Insurance is here. As a local independent agent, Martin and Zerfoss can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. Live life. Let Martin and Zerfoss help you protect it, providing safe, sound, secure protection from Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance. Call 615-297-8500.
It's another exciting Golden Rule tailgate event at the stadium.
Tom is pulling out all the stops, dragging his 15-foot smoker, but his fans will wait hours before eating.
Look, Steve scores big, bringing in Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill, ribs, and barbecue tailgate packs. He just called ahead and picked up his order right in Vandyville.
Well, Golden Rule is the official catering sponsor for all Vandy football games.
Call your tailgating and catering headquarters, Golden Rule, for the South's finest barbecue and more since 1891. Call 1-877-PIGS-RULE. That's 1-877-PIGS-RULE.
Do you need to get your car ready for holiday travel?
Well, Gateway Tire and Service Centers have a Thanksgiving tire sale going on now through November 20th to get you great savings on Bridgestone and Firestone tires. Stop by one of the 10 Middle Tennessee Gateway Tire locations and let one of their experts help you find the best Bridgestone or Firestone tire at the best price for your vehicle. While you're there, be sure to enter for a chance to win the grand prize drawing of 4 tickets to the Titans versus Arizona game and a $250 gift card. On Friday, November 20th, from 3 till 7, the Sports Zone with George Plaster will be on location at the Murfreesboro Gateway Tire Center when we'll give away the grand prize and several other great prizes, including two $400 gift certificates. So when you get your car ready for holiday travels and winter weather, remember Bridgestone and Gateway Tire Centers. For drivers who want to get the most out of their cars, it's Bridgestone or nothing.
Doors, balls, tigers, dogs, wildcats, gators.
SEC football.
No one beats zone coverage.
104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
Glad to have you with us talking Vanderbilt football tonight from the Commodore Grill at Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. Joe Fisher and Bobby Johnson with you, 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Let's head over to Lebanon, our good friend John Boy on the line. John Boy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good evening, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah. Coach, I want to echo what Scott said earlier, and that especially talking about the job you and your coaches have done. You know, it's real easy to sit and pick apart the season and describe, oh, well, we should have done this, should have done that, you know. But, heck, if I had somebody doing that to me at my own job, I think I'd be pulling my hair out by now. So you've been very classy about it. And with all the injuries, I was reminded of a quote I saw in a sports book years ago. And it was just nothing but a bunch of quotes from coaches and players. And one happened to be George McIntyre from Vanderbilt. And he made a comment. He said, every time you lose a player, especially for the season, you just got to pull your belt a little tighter and keep going. It's just too bad I'm already down to a 12-inch waist. So Bobby, just keep on that diet, keep the air sucked in, and, you know, pretty soon the belt will grow out a little bit. But, you know, y'all had a lot of injuries, a lot of things go on. I think if people sit and look, they'd realize that y'all have done a good job coaching. They just don't realize that the wins may have not come, but y'all have done a good job. I was very impressed with the way y'all played down in Florida. The Tennessee and Bama fans I work with said, man, Vanderbilt went down there, and they didn't play just to hang around. They want to try to win that ball game. And I hope the fans show up Saturday. We got a lot of good seniors going to be playing their last home game, and I hope people come out to watch them. And good luck Saturday, Coach, and let's go skin some cats.
Thank you, John Boy. That sounds like Coach McIntyre.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? Yeah.
He's got that kind of sense of humor. But that's a good quote.
My first connection with Vanderbilt was Coach Mack. I was doing television. I was a pup, you know, at the time. And they needed somebody to do the weekly television show. And I did the weekly television show with Coach Mack the last year that he was the coach at Vanderbilt. And just a tremendous, tremendous man, and that was a great pleasure to do. And we think of him often. He's a great guy.
Sure do.
737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. Let's go to Greenbrier. Jody, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
How you doing, Coach?
Good, Jody. How you doing?
Pretty good. I may not be able to ask you this question, but if a kid really wants to go to Vanderbilt, well, how do you get his name to you?
You can send it to me, care of me, at 2601 Jess Neely Drive.
Okay.
Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
29212.
I got a freshman that's dying to play for you. He's one of these kids like, he's gonna be a big one. And, I know I don't break any rules or anything.
There you go. Well,
neither do I.
Send it on.
I'll do it, brother.
Thanks for thinking about it.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. It's interesting how I get that, too. I get people who call me and want to know, how do I get in touch with the coach, or what can I send them, and I don't want to break a rule or anything. But
The best thing to do is to go through the high school coach, and they can get the information to us. They also can get us videotape or DVDs or whatever we need. And we also, you know, let them know that we're interested in that guy. So it works better that way. But, you know, if you're out of town, you got a grandson and want to send us some information, send it to us at the football office and we'll look at it.
Have you ever had one just come totally out of the blue? That it was, you know, that you didn't know about, you weren't recruiting or whatever, somebody called and said, "Hey, I got this guy that I think you need to look at."
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Several times.
And it turned out to be that's why you chase them all down.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Back to the telephones. Pete, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Thank you, Pete.
Pete, you sound like a tone there. Good job by you.
Thanks for holding.
You want to answer that? Let's go to Zach in Hermitage. Zach, thanks for holding your own with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Thank you, Joe. I saw the replay one on the NFL teams. You can't have a safety touchdown, Bobby. Can you answer that question? I hang up.
Okay. Zach, I didn't quite understand the question. I think a safety, you might have been thinking about the when we hit a knee on the punt. You know, we weren't in the end zone when that happened, so that would not have been a safety. A safety is when you get tackled in the end zone, your own end zone, or you commit a foul in your own end zone.
We've also seen intentional grounding in the end zone. We saw that this past weekend.
Holding. Yeah, any kind of penalty that occurs in the end zone, in your own end zone, is going to be a safety. But, you know, a lot of times when you snap the ball over the punter's head, the smart play is to go back there and take a safety and not give the other team the ball on the 5-yard line so they can score a touchdown, you know, with their offense. So, I hope I covered all those scenarios, Zach. I appreciate you calling. And, I know you asked about Zach Stacy every week and, Zach's doing well, and you know, he's going to be a really good player for us.
He has joined the top 10 of Vanderbilt freshman rushers, as a matter of fact, after his performance this past week. So when he's healthy, he's awfully good. So 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Glad you're with us here at the Commodore Grill every Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30 for the Coach's Show. You can visit live with the coach. Enjoy great food and drink specials. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. Back with more with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this.
Fishers, baloney making people makes it fun for your tummy.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's Jalapeno Cheddar and Brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's baloney making people.
For the best in food, sports, and entertainment, look no further than the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt. The Commodore Grill features a breakfast buffet 7 days a week, and on game day is open for your favorite pregame meal or beverage. The menu still features the best burger on West End. The Commodore Grill is still the home for the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday night, and also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Sunday. We've said it before, but now more than ever, the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Vanderbilt is your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Real man of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk Radio Guy. You know everything there is to know about the world of sports, except how to play them.
No coordination.
You talk sports for 8 hours a day, which is 7 hours and 45 minutes more than anyone listens.
Is anybody out there?
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Unathletic supporter.
Mr. Unathletic Sports Talk
Bud
Radio
Light beer
Guy.
At Isaac Bush, Houston, Texas.
Joe Fisher here for Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, 2009 Better Business Bureau's Torch Award winner for Marketplace Ethics. Since 1967, Bradshaw's has set the standard for quality and professionalism in collision repairs with honesty and integrity. As consumers, we have the right to choose the best qualified repair shop for our vehicles. If you need collision repairs, choose Bradshaw's. Four locations, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and in Gallatin. Or BradshawCollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and the Tennessee Titans.
Get more bang for your buck with U.S. Bank packages.
So wait a minute. I get more savings and rewards?
Yep, plus discounts on new loans and mortgages.
Great. Can you throw in your scarf?
Kind of matches my shoes.
Okay, I'll take them both.
But I...
Those pearls, are they real?
Yeah. No, I mean no.
U.S. Bank packages. Call 800-720-BANK or visit any U.S. bank. All of us serving you. See banker for complete details. Some restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. U.S. Bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, that's $11.96. Whoa, what are you doing?
What? I'm giving you cash.
But you're pulling the little guy apart.
Oh, this? No, it's just the money I'm saving with Geico.
But he's the sack of money with the googly eyes. He has a face.
Yeah, but he's money. And now I'm spending it. Here, take a bill.
Oh, actually, that didn't seem to hurt him at all.
No, we do this all the time.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045. Or you can call toll-free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
We're talking rules here. This is pretty... I wish you could be in on the conversation in the commercials because it's pretty interesting. We were talking about rules and things like that. We were asked about kicks and there. I mean, there are rules, and I've been doing this 12 years. You've been doing this 104.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
It's amazing to me, though, how every year something comes up that it's like, I didn't know that. I mean, there's still a rule, obscure or whatever, that comes up that we don't know.
There are a lot of football rules and
too many probably
it might be and some of them need to be examined. I think the one going down on a knee, you know, the defense gets rewarded for doing absolutely nothing on that play, you know.
So you'd like the NFL rule?
I would like the NFL rule because, you know, if the guy falls down and nobody tackled him, you know, he's not tackled.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the down by contact rule should be a college rule also. That's one of the few NFL rules that I like.
737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. David in Antioch, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Yes, I don't have a football question, but I wanted to tell Coach that I have a first cousin by marriage who said he worked with you at Eau Claire High School in Columbia. His name is Jimmy Woodard.
Jimmy, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he spoke very highly of you, and I sincerely appreciate your being in Nashville myself. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was assistant principal.
That's going back how far?
1969.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A long time ago.
I was like 3 years old. Liar, liar. It's okay. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. Kenny the Mailman, how are you, my friend?
Joe Fisher. Hey, I got a little scoop for you if you
want.
Okay,
let's go.
I read where three different SEC schools are recruiting that lady soccer player that's been in the news the past day or two. So look for her on the football field next year.
Well, you know, Kenny, you can tackle by the hair. That's legal.
I think she just got confused.
Yeah.
She just got confused. She thought she was a cornerback.
Wrong sport. That's right.
Coach. How are you?
I'm good, Kenny. How you doing?
Listen, there are times when, you know, I want to sit down, I'll write you a note or give you a call to sort of encourage you and cheer you up and, you know, make sure you're positive. And then I tune you in, and you make me feel better before I even say something. What's two or three strategies or what's your personal philosophy about being positive, and what's some things you try to teach others because you're a good teacher? I'll hang up and listen, and have a great week.
Well, thanks, Kenny. My basic philosophy is that's the only thing you can't control is your attitude, and, you know, you can't change what's happened, and the best thing to do is try your best on whatever you're trying today. You know, if it's practice, we're going to try to get better. If we're planning today like our coaches are today, we're trying to get the very best plan we can get, and we're not going to sit there and say, oh, I don't want to work this week because – you know, we lost to Florida last week. You know, that just doesn't work, and doesn't work in any business, much less, you know, football. So it's sort of, you don't have any alternatives. you know, you got to go and keep going.
Well, one of the great quotes I like is, it's not what happens to you, it's how you deal with what happens
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. So, that's a good quote.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Mike on a cell phone, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Well, my two favorite guys from Nashville, I'll tell you.
All right.
Let me tell you something. We are the luckiest people in the world to have both you guys, and I really mean that. Bobby, you have done more for that school than anybody I can think of in forever. And Joe, you—I mean, I don't want you to ever leave there, but if you do, please start doing some NFL games, because it's a pleasure to listen to you call the games. That's all I really had. But I, you know, I think this is probably one of the best joys I've ever had in my life, being able to say thank you to both of you.
Well, Mike, thank you very much,
Mike.
I appreciate that.
That's
mighty kind of you to say, and hopefully we'll be here as long as they want us to be here. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Ryan in Bellevue, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good, Ryan.
Good,
how are you?
Doing real well. Want to call and ask you a little bit about recruiting. Up until recently, I've been a Vanderbilt employee, and I know that they put in, they're one of the first in the country to have a special education college program. Vanderbilt's had trouble just because they haven't been able to recruit a lot of the same kids because of their high academic standards. Not as a loophole, but to provide a good education. Will Vanderbilt be able to go after some of these kids that have 13s and 14s on their ACT but have genuine learning disabilities through this program? I'll hang up, listen to you guys, and thanks for taking my call.
That's a good question.
Yep.
You know, I doubt that that's going to happen. You know, there's a process where, you know, a young man is declared learning disabled, and the government gets involved in a lot of that, and you know, that's how a lot of schools are doing things and getting those guys eligible to play, and they may be a very good place for that. I mean, that, you're helping somebody who with some help can do well in school.
Mm-hmm.
And if that becomes the case, that our program is that involved, you know, you never know. But nobody's approached me about that, and I really haven't approached anybody about it. So we go out and try to find the best student athletes we can. You know, that's a tough process, but it's a lot of fun, you know, to go out and recruit the kind of guys that we have in our program. They're motivated in a lot of different ways, not just athletics. They've had some good influence somewhere in their lives by somebody, parents, teachers, principals, coaches. You know, so it's great to see them come here and develop even more. And, you know, that's a fun part of recruiting to an academic school.
And there are resources, for students in general at
sure.
Vanderbilt, obviously,
sure.
But for student athletes as well, even good students who need help, you know,
right.
They get that.
Right, and those resources are there to help the guys who need help, but also help guys who are good students turn B's into A's or C's into B's and, you know, become even better. So it's not just a crutch to bring poor students in here or less qualified students in here and try to get them through. Is try to help all of our players.
When you get an award like the graduation award last year, there's got to be a certain. I mean, you want to win, and that's what you're here to do. But there's got to be a certain amount of pride in doing something like that.
Sure, it definitely is, and you know, it's very rewarding every graduation to see our guys, you know, go through that ceremony and get their degree. And but the neatest thing is when guys have been out maybe 4 or 5 years, Kenan Arkin came by the other day.
Oh, wow.
And he was an offensive lineman when we first got here and said the best training that he could have possibly gotten was playing football at Vanderbilt. So I thought that was a tremendous compliment to our program and our coaches.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone. Rick, stay on the line. You're next when we come back right after this.
Delta presents Global Business Etiquette.
G'day, mate. Let's wrestle some Crocs.
In Sydney, avoid using Aussie slang. A simple hello and a handshake will do.
How you doing?
Aha! But take caution. In Vietnam, handshakes usually occur between members of the same sex.
I can't feel my face.
Delta serves over 350 destinations in 66 countries, including Australia and Vietnam.
For the most destinations worldwide, visit Delta.com.
You can't have college football in the South without true SEC tailgating, and Vandyville is the place to be on game day. Enjoy kids' activities, watch live college football games on the huge Vandyvision screen, and don't forget to satisfy your appetite with the great taste of Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. Enjoy the flavor of real pit barbecue right in Vandyville as you experience all the excitement of Commodore football. Stop by Vandyville, presented by Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill and 104.5 The Zone, before every Vanderbilt football game. For tickets, call 322-GOLD. It's good to be gold.
At Copper Kettle, we believe in doing things the old-fashioned way. Our daily specials feature amazing sandwiches, satisfying salads, and irresistible desserts. Dine with us at one of our two locations, downtown on 94 Peabody Street or in Green Hills on 4004 Granny White Pike. After cheering the Commodores on to victory on Saturday, make sure to join us for our delicious Sunday brunch to satisfy your Sunday morning craving. Copper Kettle, a Nashville favorite, specializing in catering and home-cooked culinary delights.
Worth the rebound! Commodores have knocked off the third-ranked Auburn Tigers at Memorial Gym.
Where will you be next time Vanderbilt wins the SEC tournament?
Your Vanderbilt Commodores are Southeastern Conference tournament champions.
Where will you be next time the team makes the Sweet 16 and beyond? You could be there every step of the way. Season tickets are on sale now. Call 322-GOLD or visit VUCommodores.com for details. It's good to be gold.
Coca-Cola's secret formula is full of ingredients designed to handle anything. Like at school, secret ingredient number 28, Grammar Keeper.
E equals MC squared.
Helps with the brain thing. Then you run into that babe, Isabel, and you're smooth because secret ingredient number 9, Unawkwarder.
Hey, baby.
Then, for lunch, it's cafeteria hamburgers. But no worries, there's secret ingredient number 12, Burger Betterer.
Burger, burger, burger!
And Isabel stops by your table.
Hey, baby.
And asks you to help her study.
E equals MC squared.
While she eats her burger.
Burger, burger, burger!
They thought of everything with that secret formula. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
It's a voice-powered, turn-by-turn navigation system. A mechanical monster that mashes Android apps. High-speed mobile browsing that's a bullet train riding on greased rails. Droid. Google equipped and exclusively from Verizon Wireless. America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Get the only phone that does for just $199.99 after a $100 mail-in rebate. In a world that doesn't, Droid does.
Droid. Requires new 2-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
One-on-one with Vanderbilt football coach Bobby Johnson. The Commodore Call-In Show. Monday nights on 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome back to the Commodore Call-In Show. Martin and Zerfoss Insurance represents some of the best insurance carriers in the country, allowing them to create a comprehensive insurance plan for you, your family, even your business at competitive prices. Call Martin and Zerfoss today, 297-8500. Ask them about auto owner's insurance, the no-problem people. Want to get a couple more calls in here in our final moments. Rick and Dixon, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Bobby Johnson.
Hey, Coach Johnson. Love
hey, Rick.
Your show, as always. You're my Tommy Tuberville here up in Nashville. It's been a tough year in the SEC again, and I really, really hope to see y'all knock out Bad Boy Lane in the last game of the year. But what are your four non-conference teams next year, and do you see any teams from the Big 12 or the Big 10 coming to Nashville in your future? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, Big Ten comes in next year, as a matter of fact. Northwestern.
And we play Georgia Tech again. We play Army again.
And Wake Forest.
So, no cupcakes in
no
that.
No picnic
that
there. That's right.
So, I don't see any Big 12 teams coming in. You know, I don't think we've been in any conversations with any of those. But, Big Ten, you know, might be the start of something.
Mm-hmm.
Big and new.
Jim on a cell phone, thanks for holding. Your own Coach Bobby Johnson.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to talk for a minute about Navy and Georgia Tech's offense. Would it be fair to say that you can recruit the same caliber of student athletes that a Navy and a Georgia Tech can do? Because
probably
of their
Navy,
academic?
Yeah. Navy. I think Georgia Tech has, you know, a little better opportunity to get players that we don't, but maybe, yes.
Okay, so I watched the I've been following you for, I mean, Vandy for 19 years. So, anyway, I watched the Navy-Notre Dame game. And it looks to me, and I want to know where I'm wrong in my thinking, but it looks to me that that style offense doesn't require quite the gifted athletes that the style that you're playing today requires. Am I totally off base on that?
No, you're not. You know, it's a good point. You know, you can, you know, that offense is productive because it's repetitive and you just do it over and over and over again. And, you know, but when you're playing week in, week out against some great defenses, you know, sooner or later, I think, you know, now Georgia Tech, I think maybe takes it to another level, but Navy, I think if they played,
a regular conference schedule
and teams saw it year in and year out that they would catch up with it a little bit.
It's a tremendous offense.
No doubt.
It's very
I'm a big fan of it, except when I have to play it. Because it's precision and they do a good job and they do a great job coaching it.
Now you're getting ready to face Kentucky, a team that's got a lot to play for. They're trying to become bowl eligible. They've had a bunch of injuries, and it sounds like they're going to get a bunch of those guys back this week as the timing. That's why you need to come to the show. You get to see the video. But they're going to get, it sounds like they're going to get a bunch of their guys back.
Oh, I'm sure they'll get them all back for us. It's just the way it's going this year. But, you know, they've done a great job up there. Coach Brooks has done a fantastic job at Kentucky, and they're confident. They think they can play with anybody they line up with, and you know, they'll have some good players out there. Hartline, if he comes back, was really starting to play well for him when he got hurt at South Carolina. Newton, a freshman, true freshman, I think is starting to get his legs under him. He started four games for him now, I think, and threw two touchdown passes last week. Of course, they got Randall Cobb that they could put in there.
He does anywhere. All kinds of things. Yep.
Yeah, running back, wide receiver, quarterback. They've got one of those wild Cobb things, and you know, just like everybody does. So it's going to be a challenge. The thing I think about Kentucky this year and over the last couple of years, it's made them much better. And while they're going to bowls, their defense is much better than early years when we were here. So it's going to be a challenge. They're playing with some confidence right now, and we got to get in there and battle.
You talk about their defense, but and you mentioned those quarterbacks. You could conceivably see three quarterbacks. Do they play differently? Do you have to prepare for different things?
Well, you know, that's hard to predict, but I can't see any school right now having three different offenses or even two different offenses.
Right.
It's just not enough time to practice them. So I think you're going to get basically the same stuff. They may have something different with Hartline in there, maybe not running the ball since he's got a hurt knee or whatever. But, you know, you just have to react to that during the game.
You're finally, we've got about a minute here. Injuries you're still dealing with. One of them, Thomas Welch, a senior. What are his chances this week, do you think?
Well, he's going to try to do some stuff in individual drills tomorrow and see how he's progressing. I just can't imagine it myself, but you know, stranger things have happened, and Thomas is determined.
Yep.
You know, so you know, that's a good thing.
Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Joe.
We look forward to it. The Commodores take on Kentucky. Our Commodores upcoming schedule presented by Delta, with online check-in at delta.com. You check in for your flight up 24 hours in advance, print your boarding pass, check flight status. Visit delta.com to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta's proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. We're on the air tomorrow night. Exhibition basketball action, Vanderbilt against Alabama Huntsville. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off. We're on at 6 o'clock with a pregame show. Saturday on the air at 10 a.m. with a tailgate show. Kickoff against Kentucky is 11:20. And a reminder, our final coaches show next week will be on Sunday night. We'll be here Sunday night, 6:30, for our final show with Coach Bobby Johnson. The Commodores take on Kentucky on Saturday, 11:20 is the kickoff. Thanks for being with us. Thank you, Bob Horner. We'll see you Saturday from Vanderbilt Stadium.
You've been listening to the Coach Johnson Call-In Show, presented by the Martin and Zerfoss Insurance Agency, a proud carrier of auto owners insurance.
on the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Vanderbilt football with the head coach of the Commodores, Bobby Johnson. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. By Fishers, the bologna-making people. By Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers. For the best possible collision repairs done with excellence and integrity you can trust. A proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. By Golden Rule Smokehouse Grill. When it comes to great barbecue, it's the rule. By Delta Airlines, proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the newly renovated Holiday Inn Vanderbilt, located steps from Vanderbilt Stadium and a proud supporter of the Commodores. The Coach Johnson Show is an exclusive presentation of ISP, America's home for college sports.